Welcome into the Sports Page. I'm the host, Paige DeMacos, here with Jake Arians and Hype Train behind the producer mic. I'm going to allow him to talk at the top of the show and tell everybody what he did last week and how he's going to repent for his bad decisions.
I apologize for picking the 49ers to beat the Cardinals.
Crazy Train, not Hype Train.
Why? What was your inclination last week? What about watching the San Francisco 49ers football team gave you the thought that that team might put together their first win last week?
You don't
week?
Remember?
I don't
He was convinced Garoppolo was going to out of nowhere and play.
Oh, yeah. Let's get back.
Let's get back on the mic
here. Let's get back on the mic here, Hype Train.
Yes.
How's that Jimmy Garoppolo thing working out for you?
So, see, part of the plan was C.J. Beathard was supposed to get hurt in the game for Jimmy Garoppolo to come in, and that didn't happen. So the part of the plan that I needed didn't really work out.
I will fully admit, after about three shots to the face in the second half, I went, oh, crap, Hype Train. Garoppolo's going to come in, and Beathard jumped right back up, and I was like, all right, good.
Nah, they're not putting Jimmy Pretty Boy out there to get waxed. That's not happening. They're not doing that. They're waiting until they have anybody that potentially, I mean, Pierre Garçon hurt.
Well, if I'm him, I'm not real happy. I have 100-plus million riding on the fact that I have to play six or seven games with this team with no Pierre Garçon. I mean, they are beat up.
Yeah, good luck.
Beat up.
You're not getting a good look at it.
I'm like, pay me now, and I'll go out and play.
Yeah,
I mean, literally, if I'm him, I've got to be going.
Well, because you're going to base it off of playing on that team. What kind of a basis?
Right now,
is that?
It has a 1.5 game sample size and a bunch of hype.
For sure, it's going to be just another.
Could be interesting.
I'm all here for the Jimmy Garoppolo falls in line with all the other New England Patriots quarterbacks. I'm all for it. Better looking, but that doesn't cost. That's not good.
That
for
only
any.
Helps you.
That don't mean anything. Let's kick things off. Thursday night football here in the desert. Jake and I will both be at this game, looking forward to hosting some Warriors at this game, which is going to be awesome. But the Seahawks are 6.5-point favorites on the road, which is a lot. That's a lot of points. It's like 9.5 points because you usually get 3 points for being at home. Now, we know a lot of Seahawks fans always show up in the desert. Hopefully there's less because of the timing of this year's game. But I'm a little nervous for the old Cardinals. They always play better on the road in Seattle, which is so bizarre because nobody plays good there except for Carson Palmer and the Cardinals. But I do not think they're gonna lose by a touchdown. I don't.
Couple things here. I'm gonna go ahead and throw this all out there.
Okay.
And we'll just let
go
it all
ahead.
Sit in, okay?
Because I already know where you're going.
I have not won a Thursday night pick. Really, all year.
Yes.
4 or 5 weeks in a row, the better team has lost on the road. Chiefs are undefeated, go to Oakland, a spirited Oakland team that steps up and wins. Miami goes to Denver and gets to Baltimore and loses 40-0. The Jets beat down the Bills last week.
I told you, Thursday night football is weird. It does weird things.
You can throw a lot out. The Cardinals, minus all their big injuries earlier, healthier than they've been in a while. This will be the fourth game in a row this offensive line has played together. Adrian Peterson, the identity is now running the game, running ball. Seattle has the biggest injury report I've ever seen. 14 people as of this morning, and Earl Thomas is doubtful for the game. Legion of Boom is nothing close to the same without Earl Thomas.
Absolutely.
Bobby Wagner gets no credit. He's probably the most important person on that defense, but Earl Thomas is right there. Now, there's a couple things that scare me. Russell Wilson to Doug Baldwin. When you blitz Russell Wilson, he's throwing it to Doug Baldwin.
Yes.
I'm not sure Patrick Peterson's shutting Doug Baldwin down tonight, or if he's even going to play on him. That scares me. The other one is Dwight Freeney. First game back with 2 sacks, balls out last week. I'm a little scared of Dwight Freeney coming back to bite us a couple years later. Old man, still got the spin
move. He bites every previous team. He just comes back and he's like, he never grows old. He's got this whole thing figured out. He doesn't go to training camp. He skips the first few weeks and then he comes back on a contractual basis and gets paid for sacks.
On a good team.
Yeah, he's a smart dude.
So here's my analysis. Since I haven't picked a Thursday night game right this year, 23-20 Seahawks.
23-20 Seahawks.
On the hopes that this continues.
Okay.
So anybody that's going to bash me for not picking, because I feel good. I'm not.
That's
I'm,
some
I'm
reverse
not,
psychology at its finest. I heard this theory yesterday.
That's my analysis for the week for this game.
I heard your theory yesterday. Now, all signs point to the Seahawks should be able to pull off a win here. The thing is, you can call me a Seahawks hater wherever you want. This team is not the same.
No, our analysis is spot on.
Yeah,
we are
it has
haters,
been.
But Russell Wilson has to play out of his mind to win.
Yes, and if he does not play at an ungodly level, they can't win football games because their offense is not good enough. They don't have any running game.
I'll tell you
they
what
have
else
zero
I saw last
game.
Week was Josh Norman. DJ Swearinger and that defense hitting them in the mouth and them not hitting back.
Yep.
Washington was the more physical team last week in Seattle and won.
Here's the thing. What is the Cardinals defense made of? Let's see what happens. I mean, this is they're going to have to show out tonight.
I love the game plan last week after coming off the bye week, making some adjustments, a little bit different than you've seen early in the season, a little bit more simplified. I think you see a lot of that tonight. And Seattle can't run the ball. Can you get Russell Wilson down again on the blitz, and can he not throw it to Doug Baldwin, who's killed us in the past?
Saying they can't run the ball is an understatement. Yes. They don't have – Russell Wilson is their leading rusher. That's a problem. They don't have anybody that can get anything with the
to
ground
game.
To his
credit, he's been amazing. But he has to be every week for them to have a chance.
He's unbelievable, and if he gets hit a couple of times early on, changes things. So hopefully we can get Chandler Jones up there against some sacks. I'm picking the Cardinals.
I like it.
I'm picking the Cardinals, man. You can call me a homer all day long, but this feels like a good one. This feels like a good one for the Cardinals, and it feels like something where I'm watching. I know it's an upset, but I think everyone's fallen in love with the fact that Seattle is this defense that is just not there anymore. It's just not there. And the Cardinals, if Drew can do just enough, if he doesn't turn the ball over and manages the game, I think AP has another big game.
Here's what I said about Drew. Here's a point. What I said last week, Drew Stanton, throw all the stats out. I just heard Bertrand talking about he's under 50%. He's 7-3 as a starter, 4-0 over his last starts. He makes plays to win games.
Yeah, I don't.
Watch out for J.J. Nelson over the top after you get bored of handing it to AP.
Or John Brown.
Three for seven. And here we go. There's going to be some shots. This is B.A.'s offense after all. There's something to watch out for.
Yeah, I did like your dad's quotes about this offense being different now because
new
of Adrian
Peterson.
New identity, which I love. Embracing the change. I'm picking the Cardinals. You can call me a homer. I don't care. I'm from Chicago, so I can't be a homer for Arizona. So that's what I have to say about that.
There you go.
New Orleans going on the road to play Buffalo. The Saints getting 3 points on the road. The Saints, another team that we've been talking about, good team. Buffalo coming off a tough loss at home. I think they came back to earth. The New York Jets go there, and I mean, you saw that. I think that's the most circulated video I've seen of all time is the Jets defense. Just
it's so much fun to watch them having fun.
It's fun. It's fun to watch them enjoying themselves. I love that Todd Bowles, kind of a little vindication for him now that this team looks much better. But to Buffalo, I think they just came back to earth. And LeSean McCoy, if he doesn't have a big game, they can't win football games. And he was the fourth leading rusher on their team last week. That's a problem. Can't have that.
No, absolutely not. The Saints have won 6 straight running and playing defense.
They're
Drew Brees still leading the NFL in completion percentage. They've got weapons all over the place. I nailed the Kamara thing last week.
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
I thought throughout the season he was going to be much more the focal point. I think that just continues. He's just so good at the backfield. I mean, the guy has been really, really good. I think the Saints might be the favorite to win that division now. I've got them 27-20 in this game. I think the Bills, I said last week, you got to start believing at 5-2, buying in a little bit. But they got hit in the mouth and could not respond at all. Against a Jets team who's been solid, but they're nothing
special.
They're not the Saints.
No.
There's not anywhere near that much weapons. So even though it's at home, I got the Saints.
Yeah, I got the Saints, and I think the Saints cover. I think they almost win. I could see them win 27-20. I could see them winning.
That's what I got, 27-20.
Yeah, by a touchdown. All right, Green Bay, the big one. The Green Bay Packers going on the road to play the Chicago Bears. The Bears are the most. They're 5.5-point favorites. This is the most they've been a favorite in since 2005. Playing the Packers. And you know, y'all know why that is the case, and that is because Aaron Rodgers is not playing football, because if Rodgers is in this game, we all know what's happening. But this is different. Green Bay and Chicago always play each other tough. Chicago has weird turf, so it always messes with
everybody.
Green
Bay never plays good in Chicago.
No, they sure don't.
Whether Aaron's there or not.
Aaron played last year and barely beat that very bad Chicago Bears team. So this is a much improved defense. They look much better. Obviously, they're running the football well. Trubisky's doing just enough. Doesn't have to do a lot, obviously. We've talked about that. But let's see what your analysis is here, because you all know who I'm picking in this game.
I'm going with the Bears.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I picked against
them
and it bit me a few times already this year. I got them 20-17. Hard-nosed defense.
Yep.
Hard, a lot like the Jets, playing really hard, running the ball extremely well. My boy UAB brother Jordan Howard tearing it up.
Love it.
That Green Bay, that roster's not very good.
No, it's not. Aaron Rodgers covers a lot of holes
killing
on
Huntley.
That team.
I still think he's going to get better throughout the season. He can make some throws. Everybody, but you're killing him. Trubisky's 48% completion
percentage.
That's fine. When you say barely enough, we're talking about squeaking by enough
to
win games.
That's all I need.
Here's something to watch out for. I think Tariq Cohen jumps back in the mix after a few down weeks with Jordan Howard getting healthy and has a couple big pass plays against a god-awful Green Bay secondary.
This, the anticipation just by reading what has been going on in Chicago and reading the reports of what's been happening in practice the last couple of days, you've seen them allow hashtag free Mitch. They've allowed Mitch to have a little bit more each week. Because I want to see. And this is the type of defense where I'm like,
you they've know given what? Him like an extra chicken nugget. We ain't That's talking what I'm saying. About their...
Well, it's still a John Fox team, okay? John Fox, all right. Like, all time has ran the ball 70% of the time. So that's true. just what he's going to do. But let's give him a little extra here because this secondary is bad. So it's I think awful. This is the – I am in total agreement with you, a fantasy person that I'm paying close attention to this week is I think Tariq Cohen because I think he's going to have a great week.
I think he bounces back big, yeah.
Yeah, I'm picking the Bears – I'm saying 23-17. I think it's going to be pretty close. I don't think it's going to – I know Bears fans temper that huge offensive expectation. Let's just win the game. I don't care if it –
yeah,
I don't absolutely. Care if it's 2-0. Just
You're still
win the,
playing
just win the
really
damn,
well-coached team in Green Bay.
Yeah, just win the damn game. All right, Cleveland going on the road to play the Detroit Lions. The Lions are 11.5-point favorites at home. It's a pretty big spread this week for the old Detroit Lions. What do you think is going to happen in this one?
I got them covering it. The Browns have given up 2 touchdowns to opposing teams' quarterbacks in like 17 of their last 24 games. And not all of those were Matt Stafford, who is lightning hot. Marvin Jones Jr., huge game the other night. They're getting healthy. Galladay might play.
Yeah, how do you feel about that Marvin Jones Jr. performance?
Don't ask. Don't ask. For those that are asking, I had a 31-point lead in my fantasy game and lost by 0.8 points because Marvin Jones got 32 points. The Browns are just bad.
Yeah, bad football
team. The Lions' defense is stepping up. I think the Lions are ready to make a run here. They're getting their bye game at the perfect time.
Is Hugh going to lose his job?
How can you fire him when that front office is a dumpster fire?
Are they going to fire everybody?
Like,
I mean, what's
going to
happen?
Epic proportions. Like, we didn't talk about the A.J. McCarron trade or lack thereof, which I think probably ends up being a good thing if you're a Browns fan.
No, I think
it
worked out.
You're giving up a 2 and a 3 for A.J. Green?
Yeah, I mean
– Or A.J. McCarron, I mean?
In principle, that trade was stupid. Doing that trade and giving up what we were going to get a perennial backup quarterback, and that's being nice in A.J. McCarron.
What's more stupid is not turning it into the league because you're so excited. And then telling people that happened.
Yeah, here's the thing, Browns, okay? I just don't – I cannot comprehend how you thought that it would be a good idea to tell anybody in the media how that scenario played out. Because the second that leaked, I laughed and I go, oh, my God, it's got to be fake. And then I'm looking at who's reporting it and I'm going, okay, well, it's
they
actually –
They admitted it.
Yeah, I know. It's just a total joke.
Here's my analysis of the Browns. Well, Greg Williams does a nice job on that defense. The defense plays tough. They got a lot of talent on that defense.
They just can't do anything offensively.
They're a free agency away of reminding me a lot of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
All right? Other than Leonard Fournette in the draft and, you know, those kind of things. But Hugh is a really good coach. He's the best coach they've had there in a while. They need some stability, and they're going to need offensive help. Well, you have an offensive head coach, and the defense is already doing a pretty nice job. Settle things down and change the whole baseball analysis freaking
garbage
crap from it's just awful
Moneyball trying to make something that happens in one sport work in another sport. I'm like, this doesn't make it's the Browns are gonna brown, okay? So they're probably gonna fire Hugh. They're probably gonna try and do something stupid just because they don't know what they're doing. It's
Hire
legitimately
a GM
such
that
a horrible
has
organization
that knows what he's looking at and let him run it for 3 or 4 years with the same coach.
This is a teaser for I'm doing a video at the top of next week, Monday, the 5 worst organizations in sports, and you better believe the Browns are number one on that list. Pittsburgh Steelers going on the road to play Indianapolis. The Steelers are getting 10 points on the road. Indianapolis, obviously, just with they cut Vontae Davis this week. It's just some interesting things going on with Indianapolis, and obviously we've talked about it, but Andrew Luck is not going to be playing for the Indianapolis Colts this year.
Colts coming off a big win, by the way. Can we give them credit for hanging
on? Yeah,
we'll
give them credit.
I mean, it was against Savage, which we'll get to in a little bit. But they're coming off a big win.
I put a clause next to that victory.
If anybody hasn't listened to me on the Colts front seven, please start. They are hard to run the ball on.
Yep.
The problem for the Colts is they are easy to throw it on. They're the 32nd ranked defense against the pass, and they are dead last against giving up yards to running backs. That is not a good matchup when you're playing Le'Veon Bell. I don't think he rushes for a ton. I think he has a giant day catching the ball out of the backfield. I think that offense gets going. I think that Steelers defense really starts stepping things up.
Yeah, they've been better
I'm
than people
I'm not high on
expected.
Who they have, but that scheme still works.
Are they going to cover 10 points, though?
I got them 27-17, so okay. I got it right there.
All right.
I think they easily could.
I think they win 30-17. I think they cover and some, because I think Le'Veon Bell is going to probably have two touchdowns. I think it's going to be
I think at least.
Yeah,
I think they're force-feeding him. His carries are up, but I think they throw it to him a bunch more.
Nice fantasy game for him. All right. This is the L.A. Chargers going on the road to play the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jacksonville Jaguars. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here he comes. Come on, hype train. What do you got? Bring it on in.
The Los Angeles Chargers go into Jacksonville and pick up a victory.
Why is it? What's your analysis here? You can't just drop that on us with no analysis.
So the Chargers play a lot of close games, and I was watching this Jacksonville team last week against Cincinnati, who is a not a very good football team, and they had a big special teams touchdown that kind of changed the game for them. Without that, that's a really close game late in the fourth quarter. I know that defense is really good. I know they were without Leonard Fournette, but I saw Fournette joking on the sidelines during that game, laughing. Didn't seem like he was taking that whole situation very seriously. And this Chargers team, you know, they got their fair share of problems, but they can compete with anyone. I think this game's closer than people think, and I think the Chargers can win it.
I actually really like that analysis.
Oh,
I don't
necessarily.
Spare me. I'm not going with the pick. I've got the Jags 24-20. Based off of that incredible defense. But he's right. They've had a couple big games with special teams touchdowns. That offense is not very good.
No.
The Chargers could make a run at that division with a couple wins here or there.
Yeah, that offense didn't look very good last week with their best offensive player not playing. Leonard Fournette wasn't in the game.
The problem with this is, how would the L.A. Chargers win?
There's no
offense throwing the ball, and you can't throw it on Jacksonville at all.
Good
luck. I'm still going with the Jags, but I think it's close. I think it's 24-20.
Maybe if Jalen Ramsey had gotten suspended, I'd feel more confident in that. But obviously, no suspension there. Those guys are playing, and Jacksonville's just – their defense is – I mean, the numbers are there. They haven't let one quarterback have a good – not one.
No.
Not one.
Your starting receiver is dead. Actually, your top two receivers are dead, and your quarterback's throwing for 140.
Yeah, I mean, your only hope from on a fantasy perspective is that Melvin Gordon is the only person you're really feeling good. Do not even touch Phillip Rivers. They have not given up one double-digit performance to a fantasy quarterback. Not one.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's an unbelievable statistic. I'm picking Jacksonville 24-20. I like your pick. But I get where you're going, Hype Train. It's going to be a close game. That's why the spread's close.
Given Hype Train, that was some good analysis. I like that.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I think the Chargers are second half watch out team.
Yeah, I'm thrown back. I don't even know how to react to him making good analysis. His boys, the New York Jets, going on the road to play Tampa Bay. Oh, boy. All right, Hype Train.
Bucks?
Ryan Fitzpatrick revenge game.
Christ.
Where do I sign?
Oh, I got a note of actually this sets up
Christ.
Perfect.
Where do
fit.
I sign?
Hype Train stealing my. I wasn't going to go with the pick, of course. But it does set up really good. Go ahead. I'm going to set you up for it.
Yeah, go ahead.
It sets up perfect for
So, I have, this Jets team beat the Bills last week, and I was very happy with that performance. But they have done this thing like the last 3 or 4 weeks where they just forget how to play in the fourth quarter. Like, they have a really good first 3 quarters, and then the fourth quarter, they forget that they're playing football. And then they just let the other team come back, and they almost let it happen against the Bills. And the Bucs and Ryan Fitzpatrick, if they let him throw the football and they don't try to simplify that offense too much, you saw what he could do with the New York Jets. He could
Didn't
still
Ryan
throw
Fitzpatrick
the ball.
Go to Harvard? I don't think they need to simplify anything.
It's true. They remind
he just
me,
needs to not throw picks.
They remind me every time he plays that he went to Harvard. So I think if they let him throw it to everyone that they have there, and they're not going to have Mike Evans, that's a big loss. But I think they have enough pieces in that offense for them to be able to be successful. So I'm predicting the Ryan Fitzpatrick revenge game.
Score?
27-13.
Whoa, 27 without Mike Evans. 27-13?
27-13.
Hype Train, there is no way.
That's crazy train. We can't call him Hype Train on that.
No.
That's just crazy.
There is no way in hell that offense is putting up 27 points. 0% chance. No way. No way.
I can't wait for them to put up 27 points and come in here next week and talk about it.
I can't wait until they put up 3 points and I come in here and destroy you next week.
Jets 24-16. Robbie Anderson goes off against the worst pass defense.
They're horrible.
And
this team is
really worst defense, period.
Tampa Bay is lost. Right now, this team was one of the teams people picked to win the division.
I did.
Go far in the playoffs. Jameis have an unbelievable season. Jameis is obviously not playing for a couple weeks now. That makes a huge impact on this team. Mike Evans being out. You have DeSean Jackson. You take him out of the game. I mean, what are you doing here? Offensively, what
Can
are they
Can we talk
gonna...
about McCown again, though, by the way? Dude has been lights out for like 6 weeks.
Top 10 quarterback in fantasy football. Josh McCown.
I told you what, 3 or 4 weeks ago, I wanted to start him 2 weeks in a row and didn't, and it totally bit me. But Forte healthy, Law Powell, you got a nice thing, Safarian Jenkins, Robbie Anderson. I mean, they got some weapons.
For sure.
And that defense, you all just saw, and everybody in the world has seen having fun. playing hard for Todd Bowles. There's no way.
Can we just talk about for a second the impact that Jamal Adams has had on that defense? The impact he's had on the locker room. You can tell the energy that they have, what he's brought to that team in general. I watched, somebody brought it to my attention. I don't remember who it was, but they were like, watch him pregame and what he's doing with the team. And he's high-fiving everybody and he's hyping everybody up. And he's the starter, like the ignition for all those guys to
remember
play like that.
Remember him in late April, early May, it's draft, when you hear all this bullcrap analysis of height, weight, speed, whatever. And none of those people talk about how much they love to play football.
Yeah.
He's the perfect example. Now, he's got height, weight, speed, all that stuff. He's a freak.
Listen.
But he has the passion to play this game that a lot of guys are lacking, and it does rub off.
Moxie.
And it makes a giant
moxie
on the defense.
Moxie.
Quarterback of the defense.
Moxie on the defense, and that's the same thing I could say about Deshaun Watson going into draft. People, the overanalyzing of guys going into the draft and not just buying into some of the intangibles that come across with these guys. And they don't buy into them. That's why I rarely listen to draft analysis because I'm like, I can watch college football for myself. Cincinnati going on the road to play Tennessee Titans. Titans a 4.5-point favorite in this one. Cincinnati, some interesting things obviously going on. We saw the fight with A.J. Green and Jalen Ramsey. A.J. Green's playing in this game. I cannot believe he's not suspended after literally putting a player into a chokehold and punching somebody. But, you know, NFL, figure out your rules, I guess. But it's just...
You can do that, but you can't run from behind and push a dude.
Although
Mike Evans did throw a punch on the ground, if you watch.
I get it, but I'm literally watching. I watched UFC 217 on Saturday night, and then I watched it live on a Sunday football game because that's exactly what he was doing. NFL, figure yourself out. But I think Tennessee wins this game. Things are struggling. We talked about this before we got on the show. Their offensive line for Cincinnati is horrible. This team just looks dysfunctional. You could see the aggravation for A.J. Green coming across. He couldn't handle Jalen Ramsey chirping in his ear and obviously overreacted because they're not winning football games, and he's probably frustrated.
Here's a little analysis for you, though. That defense is still really hard to run on.
Yep.
I think they stick more with Mixon. And one thing I don't bet against is superstars that are embarrassed. A.J. Green is a superstar that's embarrassed. I think he goes off.
Okay.
I think Tennessee wins 23-20. But I think it's a tough matchup for them against that defense as much as they want to run the ball. Corey Davis coming back, I think they take some shots. I think they're better. But Cincinnati still has a ton of talent. Their offensive line just sucks. But Tennessee doesn't rush the passer particularly well. And Dick LeBeau defense, you think they would get home a lot more than they have. I think it's a close game.
Yeah, I'm picking Tennessee to win the game, but I'm picking Cincy to cover the spread in this game because I think it's going to be closer than, I'd say, about 3 points. I'm with you on that one. Minnesota going on the road to play the Washington Redskins. Minnesota is a 1.5-point favorite going into Washington. By the time the game starts, it'll probably be a pick 'em. This is a real close one. Case Keenum and the fighting Vikings going up there. The biggest news out of Vikings camp right now is that Teddy Bridgewater will be dressed for this football game.
Makes no difference at all. But
he's going to be dressed for this game, and Sam Bradford's now on the injured reserve. So just unbelievable that Teddy Bridgewater, after that's one of the worst injuries I've ever heard about, seen in practice, the reaction, very happy for Teddy Bridgewater that he's back and feeling pretty good.
Awesome for the kid. I don't know that it means that much for Minnesota. And if you listen to me the last 4 weeks, please just keep playing Case Keenum. And
I think it's going
to
be interesting to watch.
Bring stability to what you have going on. Don't go right back to another quarterback controversy. It's going to be a while before Teddy's ready to play
for sure
in a game. And you are, by the way, leading the division and really good. I got the Vikings 23-20 in a really good game. Coming off a bye, they're healthier. Diggs is back and 100%. Diggs, Thielen, Rudolph, McKinnon's been phenomenal since he's come in. Keenum is not, he's doing more than enough. He's not a superstar, but he's doing more than just managing games and doing more than enough. And I think the Redskins have a little bit of a letdown after a huge win going across the country and winning at Seattle last week.
So here's my thing, because I told you this going into it. I keep waiting for Case Keenum to show me Houston Case Keenum. I keep waiting for it to happen. And I
University of Houston, Case Keenum?
No.
Because that was a freak.
No, I'm talking about Houston Texans, like backup.
Other than Deshaun Watson, who the hell has ever played good for the Houston Texans playing quarterback?
I understand, but they have all the same pieces that Deshaun Watson's made look unbelievable. So, and same head coach, and now that makes me I keep waiting for him to come back to earth. I do. I keep waiting for the ball, and it against a Josh Norman Redskins secondary, I feel like this could be that game where he falls back to earth.
That's got a nice 6-week sample size.
I know.
He's played well.
I know. He's got a lot of years of not playing like this that have watched too. So I'm waiting for it. I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to pick Minnesota to win this football game. Maybe it's because I'm hoping that the Vikings win, because, you know, obviously I'm a Chicago homer, so maybe that's influencing my decision here. But I will pick Minnesota to win the game, but I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back to earth. The worst team in football now, the Houston Texans. It's atrocious to watch. It's so bad. I feel so bad for them, other than, obviously, Cleveland gets thrown in its own bucket. It's like it doesn't exist amongst everybody else. But Tom Savage is...
And the Giants are so bad, you can't even put them in the conversation.
No, I just... Okay. The unfortunate thing here is this team was so much fun to watch with Deshaun Watson, and it's just that offense has no life.
They went from maybe you change the channel from a great game just to watch their offense...
Yes.
...to you almost want to throw up watching that offense.
Oh, it's...
It was so bad last week.
No, it's so bad. I had to write a eulogy to my fantasy team because it was so bad.
Which was great, by the way.
Yeah.
Give you props on that.
I had to write the eulogy because my boy Deshaun's not playing anymore. But the LA Rams are 11-point favorites at home. The LA Rams are coming off one of their most impressive wins,
pick the Giants last week?
Yeah, but I didn't.
I'm just throwing that back.
That's another one of my hatred things seeping in, where I want the Rams to be bad, and then they put up 50.
I need to write all these down so I make sure.
Yeah, 51 points and an unbelievable, impressive performance by Jared Goff, and this team does not look like they are going to fall back to earth at all.
They're definitely not this week. I'll tell you what else I noticed in that Texans game is their pass defense sucks.
Yeah, it's bad. They're missing their two best guys. I mean, it's...
What does Indy have? They have T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah.
Triple cover him if you have to. He had 150 yards and two touchdowns.
Him and Jack Doyle, I guess. I mean, it's like, I don't even know what's going on there. It's Houston, I feel bad for, because I thought, you know, they were on such a high. They win the World Series, and then the very next day, Deshaun Watson tears his ACL. Talk
yeah,
about
you're
a high
going,
to a low.
Oh, man, next year, okay, maybe we win the division, but Merciless back, Watt back healthy, Deshaun Watson year two, add a piece.
But now you're looking at Deshaun, how late in the season he tore his ACL. I don't even know that he's going to be ready for
He'll
the
be
beginning.
Back, but he won't be the same guy early. I got 31-17 Rams. This Rams team is legit. And one thing to watch out for that I really liked last week that they haven't done, I don't think Sammy Watkins is going to be hit or miss, but they're going to start taking some play action deep shots. They run the ball. They throw it. Great job putting Goff on the move. McVay really does a nice job. But one thing I haven't seen from them all year is that play action deep shot, which you saw. I think you're going to see at least two of those a week from now on. It's just Watkins healthy is an absolute freak. You go back to the combine draft stuff, great player in college football, but he is a height, weight, speed freak, healthy, and he is. I think you're going to see a lot more of that from the Rams. I think they do have a bunch of tough games on the road.
For sure.
But this was supposed to be one of them.
And it wasn't.
And it's now not. Yeah. I got 31-17 Rams big.
Yeah, I could see the Rams putting up 40 points.
Yeah.
Very easily. Very easily. All right. Dallas Cowboys going on the road to play the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons getting 3 points at home. The story that never ends, the Ezekiel Elliott ridiculousness that has been going on back and forth. I just assume that Zeke is playing in all football games until otherwise noted.
I'm now shocked, because when we did the show last week, he was still suspended. I thought there was after suspended, appealed, suspended, then whatever happened.
Only because this is a Dallas Cowboys running back.
And now you're hearing Jerry Jones is going to sue the NFL if Roger Goodell gets his extension. Like, what is going on?
The power of Jerry World, man. So very powerful. Powerful man.
Speaking of powerful, the Cowboys won 3 straight.
Yep. Their offense looks pretty good.
Rod Marinelli, we talked about earlier, got some guys back off injury. Sean Lee was a freak last week. I got the Cowboys 28-24. The Falcons got serious problems. Julio Jones is not 100%.
Damn. You better play that hype train over there.
Give it to me. I mean, that's technically a...
Yeah, Atlanta's a three-point favorite.
Atlanta's like Seattle all of a sudden. They're overrated. What have you seen
that makes you believe
from them all year that
I
they're supposed to be three-point favorites at home against a team that's won 3 straight, that's healthy, that's running down people's throats? You know what I liked about the Cowboys last week? And you know, I was down.
Yeah.
I still don't think they're going to win the division or come back and do anything special.
No, Philly's too good.
But they spread it out a little bit. They knew they were going to put a little bit more on Dak, and I think they got Zeke back so late in the week that they had already
game planned.
Terrence Williams, Beasley, getting out of Dak's hands, playmakers in space. Dez had a big week, and then they just fit Zeke back into that.
Yep.
I liked what they did. That offense looked really good. It wasn't just we're going to pound it and try to take some shots here and there and kind of handcuff Dak. They looked good, and that defense can get after. Rod Marinelli's awesome. When he gets his pieces back, Sean Lee's a lot like Kuechly. That defense is completely different
for
when
sure.
he's in there.
He's their only big playmaker, really.
I just – I don't – I can't buy Atlanta. I just can't do it.
And they have not played well at home. There is not that Atlanta.
They haven't played well, period.
No, they haven't played well at all. And I'm with you. I think it's a 27-24 Dallas wins this football game. I just, maybe it's me buying into too much of Dallas. It's less of that, and I think more of just.
I'm not, because I didn't. But no. They've shown me.
No, they've what proven us wrong. For sure. They've proven us wrong. And Atlanta has just proven us that the Super Bowl hangover is real. And stop trying to pretend like it doesn't impact teams. I mean,
here's the thing.
Really
Dallas lost some games with some injuries earlier. They got them all back.
Yeah.
The teams that happened to earlier that are getting healthy, I'd watch out for in the second half because they've got their guys back. And they get any other ones?
They can get a wild card. They can get a wild card spot.
They could. I mean, half the NFC can get a wild card right now. Yeah. Two-thirds of it. I mean, who knows what's
going to
happen.
All right, New York Giants going on the road to play the San Francisco winless 49ers. 2.5-point favorite, the Giants on the road.
They should be. I got the Giants 24-20 based on they are much healthier. And another superstar has been embarrassed and challenged by his head coach, saying that we might have to bench Eli to see what we have in a rookie third-round pick quarterback. But come on. First of all, Eli has a lot more power in that building than you do.
Yeah.
And that was before the season started.
Yeah, I foresee – I mean, you've seen some of the comments about Ben McAdoo that have been leaked to Josina Anderson that are from Giants locker room, the players not being named, but obviously it seems like the team is rallied around itself against their head coach. So that is going to me – I know you have told me before that Eli Manning has a lot more power than everybody knows, and I think – that is a huge testament to that if Ben McAdoo gets fired, which I assume that he's going to be.
You know, no Jaquiski Tart. I love my favorite name in football.
That's a great name.
Add that to the long list of guys that are not playing for the 49ers. This was 4 or 5 weeks ago. I picked the Niners by 10.
Yeah.
By 10.
The Niners.
They're just beat up, man.
Their injury report going into that Cardinals game last week, I have never seen more names on an injury report.
And the four more guys went out.
Yeah.
It's worse. Yeah, they got to come across the country, but I think the Giants rally and win one.
Hype train.
Who wins a game first, the 49ers or the Browns?
Oy.
I looked at the Browns' schedule a few weeks ago and didn't see another win, or see a win.
I haven't seen
the
49ers.
And I think the 49ers
schedule.
Are way too beat up to win one right now, even with the fighting Jimmy Garoppolo's if he comes in and plays.
You have a task there, Hype Train. You got to look up the schedule so you can bring it up while we discuss New England versus Denver. New England is a 7.5-point favorite going on the road to play Brock Lobster in Denver, Mile High City. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I talked to you about this, I think, when we were discussing fantasy. New England's defense has not been good, okay? But they've been early. They were getting better over the last few weeks. They're coming off a bye week. Bill Belichick has an extra week to scheme against a team that has been struggling mightily. Now, I know they've played better at home, but this team is trending backwards. Some of those throws that Brock made last week were awful. And I know that New England's defense is not the same as the Philadelphia Eagles have been playing thus far, but I could see New England going in there and embarrassing Denver.
I think I don't know how they don't.
Yep.
One thing I don't bet against is Bill Belichick with an extra week to prepare.
Absolutely.
Super Bowls, first round of the playoffs, second round of the playoffs, whatever. Denver's offense is god-awful. They have no tight end. The offensive line is terrible. Emmanuel Sanders coming back helps because you can't just double Demaryius Thomas and shut down the run game and completely kill him. It just doesn't matter. I got the Patriots 30-17. That defense has been better a couple weeks going into the bye. You give them 2 weeks. I just don't see how it's not bad.
Oh.
Oh, and by the way, Brock beat him on Sunday Night Football 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Don't think Belichick hasn't forgotten that.
Yeah. Not only that, but Brock's not in the same situation that he was back then.
No.
It's very different. Behind the scenes of what's going on here, Luke, who's learning the biz right now, is sitting in on this, is a big Denver Broncos fan. He's shaking his head, very upset with your pick. I don't know if he disagrees or he's just upset, but he's shaking his head, sorry, Luke.
Fan stands for fanatic.
Yeah, that is not going to be a victory for you, I can guarantee that. And they cover that spread.
It's not going to be fun to watch either.
30-20, New England wins that football game. Hype Train, you got an update for me.
Yes, I looked at the schedule, and I know you're not going to like this, but both the 49ers and the Browns do play the Bears at some point this season.
No chance.
Okay. No.
You ask games where they might win.
That's not one.
Okay, then the only other one.
Thank you, Jake.
Is the 49ers play the Texans.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's the only other one that I thought. They both
at home?
I believe they're on the road.
Mm.
I'll pull up the 49ers schedule right here, but I believe it is at
that is at
Houston.
Very winnable game.
Matt McGloin lights them up and the Texans win. I don't see it happening. There could be 2-0-16 teams.
How about the Browns? Any other games where you look at it and you go?
Do you think they beat the Packers?
Maybe.
So then you
in Cleveland?
And yes, it's in Cleveland.
Here's See, if
Cleveland
it was
officially has the second pick of the draft. I think they win that game.
Yeah. If Green Bay was at home, even with Hundley, I would say probably Green Bay, but on the road for the Packers.
Here's why. Cleveland's defense can play.
Exactly. 100%.
Green Bay's defense sucks.
Dang, I can't wait for that one.
No kidding.
I cannot wait for that. God, that would be so satisfying to watch the Cleveland Browns get their first victory against the Green Bay Packers. All right, last game here, Monday Night Football, Miami Dolphins versus the Carolina Panthers. I think this is the most skewed line of the week. 9-point favorites for Carolina. I'm not buying that. I'm picking them to win the game, but I'm not picking them to win by 9 points. I know that.
I got them 23-17. I kind of thought last week when they made that trade, as crazy as I thought it was, that they're going to go back to more of Cam at Auburn.
Let Cam do Cam.
You drafted Samuel. You're force-feeding McCaffrey. Stewart hadn't done much, but I think you're going to start seeing more read option. You saw Cam run for, what, 88, 90 yards, whatever it was last week.
McCaffrey finally got in the end zone.
Funchess will be the focal point. I think in a couple weeks when Greg Olsen comes back, they have some more explosive plays. But what is going on in Miami with this? They are 4-4. This is a good stat. But they are third worst in point differential in the AFC.
How in the hell is that?
Exactly.
That is bizarre.
And Carolina's defense has given up 23 points in the last three games.
Yeah. This Miami team, Adam Gase, obviously very frustrated with his football team. You've heard his very, very vocal comments after football games. And they traded away Jay Ajayi. And this team is just, I mean,
running backs played good, by the way.
Yeah, they played better than Ajayi had it in the past couple of weeks. I mean, it's just this team is not very good. They don't inspire any confidence across the board, and I think Gase is frustrated because you're watching a team that, you know, a lot of people thought was going to be at least decent, pretty good. They just haven't been good
four, they're total Jekyll and Hyde.
That's exactly right.
They are up, and then they are
I mean, what was the score of that Baltimore-Miami? It's like 40-0. I mean, that's not even showing up to play a football game.
On national TV.
Yeah, that was an awful football game. That might be up for my top five worst games of the season. That was an atrocious football game. All right, what's the score in this one?
I got 23-17. I don't think it's crazy because you're talking about those two teams. But I think the Panthers hang in there for a few more weeks with the Saints for that division. I'd be interested to see what this offense does. They definitely saw something. Russell Shepard, by the way, phenomenal high school quarterback. They have a bunch of athletes on. I think you're going to see some really random stuff on this offense that could be kind of fun to watch in another week or two.
Okay. Any final thoughts? We gone through all the matches?
Yes, I have a final thought.
Oh, boy.
Go Blazers, UAB.
Oh, I knew this was coming.
Bowl eligible after a two-year ban, hiatus, whatever you want to call it. 6-3. Got my hat on. Go Blazers. We started the first podcast of the year with me saying welcome back.
Welcome
to the freaking bowl season, UAB.
Yeah.
Bill Clark, coach of the year. If you think anybody else is in the picture.
No.
It's
unbelievably
done.
Yeah, very impressive. Very impressive. All right, Hype Train, you got anything over there?
I'm good.
Nothing?
I'm good.
Nah, I'm all right.
Oh, wow. That doesn't inspire any confidence going into the weekend. My final thought is, I hope you're listening. Dear Scott Frost, please come help me in Nebraska. Thank you. Those are my final thoughts for this podcast, and obviously go Bears. Tonight, go Cardinals. Hopefully the trend continues. And Jake is wrong in picking his Thursday night matchup. You can follow Jake at Jake B. Arians. You can follow me at @_sports_page. And you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, the sports page. Just look that up and hit the subscribe button. But for Jake Arians, I'm Paige DeMacos. Thanks for listening to the Sports Page.